We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, man. 9:34 on the Jamie and Stoney program. That song means I'm hungry. I'm hungry for some sandwiches. How about you, Jamie? Hungry for some sandwiches?
No. It's still breakfast time, Stoney. It's not lunchtime yet.
Always time for a sandwich. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday. We're joined by Wojo. How are you?
What kind of sandwiches are we making today, fellas?
Woj, a little known fact about Wojo, who is viewed as one of the great gourmands in world history.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't like breakfast food that much.
No. Don't say that. You like the bacon and the sausages and stuff. I just don't like to eat breakfast. Like, people get up in the morning or whatever time they get up and, like, immediately, within 5 minutes, they're plowing through food. Not me. My very tender system needs time to acclimate.
Well, I'm kind of like that, too. I'll have, like, a Fiber One bar driving into work. And then I don't eat again usually till lunch. Or, of course, I do scavenge some bagels when they're here, when people bring them in.
I can't imagine that at all, what you're describing there, Stoney.
Yeah, I know. So, like, how long has this been going on, Woj? Because this stuns me. I mean, you always seem to be a guy who, I can wake up with a big bowl of cereal.
No. I don't know why it is. I'm just not, I'm thinking about the day. Got so much work to do and don't have time to eat. No, I don't know what it is. I'm sure I'm not alone as somebody. I will say this. Real quick, and I know I won't bore people any longer. I probably don't eat my first real chunk of food until about 4 hours after waking up.
Hmm. Well, maybe you should go down to Comerica Park on a day game and have breakfast with K-Rod.
Okay, if I do that, I will indeed eat earlier. Boy, can we say this? And I know it was just the, seventh inning of a June game against the Arizona D-Bags. I'm sorry, I meant D-Backs. I always get that wrong. And that might have been the most important inning of K-Rod's Tiger career to retire three in a row after what he said before the game. And I don't have a huge problem with what he said. He's frustrated. The problem I have is this whole communication thing. They don't tell us, we don't tell them. Like, if it's really bugging you, I don't know. Does Brad Ausmus have a padlock on his co-managing door? Is it impossible to go up and say, hey, I'm feeling a little bit better about what I'm doing. Can we talk about my role? That's my only gripe about it. But it shows he's still engaged, wanting to be good again.
I'm stunned that he has no communication with Doobie. I mean, he's this position coach.
No, all of that is wrong, but it's on the player, too.
Yes,
like, if
absolutely.
You really have a problem, Stoney, I know you're one of the big divas there at 97-1 The Ticket, and you're always pitching about things. But when you have a problem, you kick in Jimmy's door and you lay it out.
Oh, absolutely. And he takes care of those problems immediately.
Okay, maybe that doesn't happen, but there you go. Oh, I'm sorry. I misconstrued you with Villani. I feel bad.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, Woj. I have no problem with an athlete being frustrated, especially one that's been in the prime position for so much of his career. This guy's been one of the premier closers for 15 years in baseball. And he loses his job for justifiable reasons, so he's not happy with that. But to go, if they don't say anything to me, I'm not a big fan of that.
And we would never know because we've never been, one of the best that ever played a particular position. He's, fourth all-time on saves. So I'm sure it's very humbling and even humiliating to be thrown into mop-up roles, and I'm sure that's difficult. But at some point, you have to take a step back and say, what the hell did you want them to keep doing?
Right.
Now that he's had, five straight pretty good outings, now, okay, there is an opening for him to be nudged. And now that Justin Wilson and Alex Wilson are suddenly struggling, there is an opening there. And maybe in the back of K-Rod's mind, that was part of his frustration. Like, I'm not the only one struggling here, okay? And let's see what happens now going forward. Maybe there is an opening.
Now, last week when we talked to you on the show, we announced, and we were the first and exclusive, and only station to announce that you had a new partner, Kyle Bogey.
Yeah, the Bogey Kid. Yep.
Yes, mm-hmm. And so we now have the Bogey and the Wojo show every night from 6 till about 6:40 on 97.1 The Ticket. Not to be outdone, we went out and added to our show because we just couldn't be, I don't know, we felt like you were trying to trump us and we didn't like it very much. So I you may have heard we've added Heather Park to the show, which have you met Heather?
I have not met Heather, but I was listening to your guys' discussion earlier about the thing she, get to know Heather better.
I believe it was Heather Park Fact or Fiction.
Right, right. And only on the Jamie and Stoney show could one of the questions be about somebody hitting her in the chest. You guys are pigs.
No. It was an errant baseball. It was not me or Stoney who did that.
Oh, okay. I didn't catch that whole thing.
Yeah.
Hi, Wojo.
Hello, Heather. Heather, do not let them be pigs with you, okay?
I won't.
That's Wojo's job.
I'll come in early and be a pig. No, that was great. I enjoyed the five things. What was the game again? Five things.
Fact or fiction.
Yeah.
Now, we tried to explain the segment yesterday to Heather. We're like, okay, there's this guy, Wojo. He's on every night at 6, and he probably will call you by the incorrect name. You do know her name, right, Woj?
Heather Parks.
Park.
Oh, so close.
Heather Park.
Hmm?
Singular.
Park. She works at Comerica's Parks, too.
No, Comerica Park. There's no S anywhere near her name. There's not a single S to be found. I'm not even sure what her middle name is, but there's no S there either.
There isn't.
No.
So, Heather, you're probably too young to know this. Did you hate when that movie, The Heathers, came out, or Heathers?
I was too young. I know of The Heathers, okay. But it didn't affect me growing up. No,
yeah,
I didn't.
They kind of disparaged Heathers forevermore.
They really did, actually. Yeah. Anybody named Heather kind of got a bad name after that.
There was about a 15-year window where no one was allowed to be named that.
I kind of like that, though, because there's not that many Heathers now.
That's a good point.
No, you're right.
That's a good point.
There was a drought, and now they're all coming back.
Yeah, when I think about the kids who go to my kids' school, I don't know of any Heathers.
No.
A Heather is not, then again, there aren't that many Jamies either.
But it's not a crazy name either, so I like it.
That's true.
Oh, no, it's a great name. Yeah.
Exactly.
The only time you hear Heather nowadays basically is when, the U.S. Open's going on and they're going to hit the ball into the Heather.
Oh, that's right. And they're complaining about
it. Yeah. The golfers never complain, right, Woj?
All right. Your name came up on our show yesterday.
Yeah. My name did?
Yeah, and I heard you.
Keep your name out of my mouth or the other way around.
I heard you bring this up with the Bogey Kid last night.
Yeah.
Okay. Woj, I'll just give you the facts.
Oh, boy.
The dude averaged a triple-double in the NBA Finals.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Okay? A triple-double. Sometimes the best player goes up against a better team. The best player doesn't always play for the best team. It doesn't always work that way, and it hasn't worked that way for LeBron. So would you get over it and lay off?
First of all, do you little jackasses just get your talking points and spread them around amongst your LeBron fans? Like,
no.
Be sure to mention triple-double, 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 triple-double.
We make the talking points.
No, triple-double, triple-double.
It's the eye test. Well, let me ask you this then, Wojo.
There is no eye test. Tell me how many big moments he had when the game was on the line in five games.
How many times were the game on the line?
The game was only really on the line one
exactly.
time.
Exactly. So that means, in my mind, by the very definition of it, he was a stat padder. How many points did he score to cut the deficit from 19 to 13?
Stat padders are people who put those stats on at the end of games. If it wasn't for his quote-unquote stat padding early in the game, they would have lost every game by 45 points.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that he did what he could offensively and facilitating wise. Yes, I get that. But to pretend like unbelievable volume of scoring. First of all, it was stupid to have that much scoring, to go up and down with the wall. How about this? How about get a big defensive stop, bring it up slowly, pound it inside to LeBron James, but no, he wants to run up and down the floor. Woo, I'm up to 38, 12, and 10.
I know I may live in the past, but I don't know. He made a pretty big defensive stop in game 7 last year. I don't know.
I didn't see a single one this year.
All right, so let me ask you this, because another guy you being accused of being a hater. One player you pick, LeBron or Kevin Durant, right now to start your team, who is it?
Going forward right now? Kevin Durant,
okay.
Because he's younger.
All right.
And taller.
And see, this gets so, you guys take so many things out of context. I have acknowledged that, yes, indeed, Kevin Durant has raised himself into uber superstar status, top one or two players in the game right now. I can still hate the way he went about going to Golden State.
I know.
And here's another thing. You guys don't listen. You don't hear when you listen to the little Bogey and Wojo show, okay?
I never miss it.
I know. I have acknowledged that coming out of that series, in many ways, LeBron James didn't damage his legacy. He actually enhanced it a little bit, okay? So I move him up to number two with this caveat. It is now clear he can never be number one. It's clear. Not only whether or not he hit the ceiling. Golden State's not going away. Cleveland's not going to get any better.
I'll actually agree with you with that because he's getting older, obviously, and if you're going to judge by rings, he won't get him. You're right.
Is Cleveland going to let some big time free agent going to join forces in Cleveland? With all due respect to our Cleveland friends, is he going to build another super? Is he going to go to San Antonio and hop aboard? I mean, there's no history of him doing that. He'd never do that. What is he going to do? His title runs are over, I assume.
The only thing I'll say to you, and I would agree with everything you said about number two, and you know. Sometimes
does
his
number two look like
it looks like a number
two?
You know, it looks like a number three. Is that back in 2012 when you and I were doing a radio show together and we firmed the first ever political parties when debating a sports topic?
Oh, yeah.
Miguel Cabrera versus Mike Trout, and you were a Miggy guy basically because why? You won the triple crown. As opposed to looking at the bigger picture. So here we throw at you triple-double, and you're like, triple-double. Well, you sure used it when it was a triple crown, so what's the difference?
Well, that triple crown was Miggy compiled on a team that went to the playoffs. Did Trout's team win 40 games that year?
They won more games than the Tigers won that year.
That year?
Yes.
I'll double-check that.
No. That was one of the great arguments in favor of Trout is that the Angels actually won more games. They just happened to be in a crappier or better division.
Okay, whatever. Mike Trout, those are two different sports, baseball and basketball. And I admit, I understand, you can accuse a lot of people of stat. Matthew Stafford in this town has been accused of stat padding.
He actually has.
You have to take each case individually. And in the traditional sense, LeBron didn't stat pad. He didn't say, like, okay, we're down 20, give me the ball. But he was not willing to play the game a different way to give his team a chance.
All right.
Well, Can I explain anything to you guys?
Agree to disagree.
Congratulations on your Griffins. Well, it's congratulations on your Griffins winning the Calder Cup.
Oh, go Griffins, yeah. Real quick, did you guys hear the other day when Bogey admitted to he picks out and he wears form-fitting tops? Can boys call shirts tops?
No, they're shirts.
No, they're shirts.
Yeah, he says form-fitting tops.
Women wear tops, boys wear shirts, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to deal with
it.
Next thing, he's going to call it a blouse.
Yeah, I'm very, very concerned.
I did hear him describing his favorite pair of chinos on the air last night, and I got very concerned for you.
It's a world I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, Woj, trying to make you younger. All right, there he is, Woj. You can hear him tonight with Bogey before the Tiger game, 6 o'clock. Are you guys down at Comerica this week at all?
Tomorrow down at Comerica's Park. We'll see Heather Parks down there.
Yeah, Heather will be down there tomorrow night.
You will see me.
All right, stop by and say hello, Woj. Good talking to you. There he is. Wednesdays with Wojo, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.